USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
A suspected killer has turned himself in. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Owen Nicholson turned himself into police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, more than 2,000 miles away from where the crime spree in Coos County, Oregon occurred. Nicholson was wanted for the death of his father, whose body was found at an RV park in North Bend. He's suspected of hitting and killing a man in his 70s at the campground and critically injuring the victim's wife, and then shooting and killing a woman at a marijuana dispensary. Nicholson is believed to have abandoned his father's truck after crashing it in Oregon and making it over 2,000 miles to Wisconsin. He's facing several charges, including first-degree murder and second-degree attempted murder. He's expected in court in Milwaukee this week before returning to Oregon to face charges.
The Hubble Space Telescope captured a brilliant image of spiral galaxy NGC 3254, which has a particularly luminescent and active core emitting as much energy as the rest of the galaxy combined. Why are they so active? They each have a supermassive black hole in them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a tone of no confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris's role as border czar, over 50 members of Congress have asked President Biden to remove the vice president from the border crisis. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list, that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Sunday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 2-1 to even the series at 2. Monday night, the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning will break their series, also tied at 2, in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.